Well, let's see now. Talking about children, talking about the word fight, two boys, you might say, well, I don't know what's wrong with them. Yesterday, they what, all day long? Talking about the word fight, they what? Okay. Back when you used to kill hogs, did you call it stabbing when you stuck? We call it sticking them.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever hear the term stab? Or,
yeah, heard it.
You'd say yesterday he what the hog?
Stuck the hog.
Okay, or stab.
Stab or stuck either one, but we just always said stick.
Okay. He pushed the knife in and then he did what to it?
Pulled it out.
Okay. Now, I'm almost through. All I need to do is get you to, let's see, finish up around here. If it's been cloudy, if it's been a real cloudy day, and you look up and you can see a patch of blue sky, you say, well, I think it's going to
clear off.
Okay.
I think it's going to clear off.
Or you might go out and say, well, I don't like the looks of those black what?
Clouds.
Okay. When it looks like the weather, if rain or snow is expected and the clouds are kind of building up, you'd say, well, the weather is, would you say, threatening or turning?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Which one? Threatening?
Threatening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about a really nice day, where the sun shines and the temperature is nice, what would you call that? Just a nice day?
Nice, beautiful day.
Okay, and just the opposite of that would be a what day?
Be a gloomy, dark day.
Okay. See, this is 1973.
I know it.
It's this year. 1972 is what?
Gone.
Okay.
It's over.
1972 was last year. 1973 is?
This year.
Okay. And somebody might say, oh, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
Okay. What's another way of saying 7:30? Have you ever heard anybody say half past seven?
Half past seven, yes. I've heard people say that.
What about another way?
I usually just say 7:30.
Okay. What about another way of saying 7:45?
Well, let's see. 7:45. Be 15 till 8.
Okay. If somebody came to see you, not today, but 2 weeks ago today, you'd say, well, he came Saturday.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. What if they're coming to see you, not next Saturday, but a week from then, you'd say, well, they're coming Saturday.
Week.
Okay. Today is the, I believe, the 13th.
13th,
okay.
January. My daughter's birthday.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. The 13th is today. The 12th was what?
Yesterday.
And the 14th is?
Tomorrow.
Okay. And if you start work, if you live on a farm or something, and you start work before the sun comes up, you say, well, we start work every day before?
Sun up.
Okay. And we work until?
Sundown.
Okay. We used to say work from can see to can't see.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good expression.
Yeah.
Can't see to can't see.
Talking about the sun rising, you'd say yesterday before we got to the field, the sun had
risen.
Okay. And yesterday morning, the sun, what? Would you just say rose or?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the term fortnight, meaning 2 weeks?
Yes, I've heard that used. I never did use it myself, I don't reckon, but I've heard it used.
Did they say fortnight or fortnight or what?
Fortnight, I thought what they said.
Okay. What do you say to somebody for the first time when you see them that day?
Good morning.
Okay, and until when? What time would it stop being morning?
At noon.
Okay, and after that it would be what?
Good afternoon.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Until when?